was the house of Israel ashamed, they, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, saying, to a stock thou art my father, and to a stone thou hast brought me forth. For they have turned their back unto me, and not their face, but in the time of their trouble they will say, arise and save us. But where are they God? Where are thy God that thou hast made thee? Let them arise, if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the number of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah. Where were the rap stars to pull people out of the floods? Where were the rock stars? Where were the heavy metal guys? Where were the reality TV stars rescuing people, putting out fires, dragging you out of the water? Go get the idols you made, the ones you worship. Why didn't your newest iPhone or Galaxy tablet jump up out of the water and rescue you and your family? You talk to it more than you talk to God. Let your phone save you. Let your smartphone pull your children from the floods.
Amen.
Wherefore will ye plead with me? Ye all have transgressed against me, saith the Lord. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword hath devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, we are lords. We will come no more unto thee. Can a maid forget her ornaments? Or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me, days without number. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. Why gaddest thou about so much to change thy way? Thou also shalt be ashamed of Egypt, as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. Yea, thou shalt go forth from him, and thine hands upon thine head, for the Lord hath rejected thy confidences, and thou shalt not prosper in them. God has spoken. Now this is the next point. The stupidity we have, I'm going to say it loud and clear for all the churches to hear. We need to grow up already, all of us. And let me say this now, because we have crazy people that will do crazy things within the church that will not profit us. Do not blame the federal government for your troubles. Stop it. Grow up. Do not blame the United Nations, the homosexuals, Islam, Zionists, feminists, evolutionists, Jesuits, the Easter Bunny, or the boogeyman for our downfall. It is God's house itself. When you blame our troubles on another entity besides the living God, you are an idolater. Because God himself is in control of all things. And Satan himself is God's dog on a leash.
Amen.
God has full control over all these things. These things that are happening are because of our unfaithfulness, not because of his unfaithfulness. All these things I just named, you're fighting against idols. Come back to God. Have mercy. Do what the Bible says. Pray for your federal government. Pray for them. What happens to that biblical teaching? Praying for the king. Praying for the government. Even as they were acting wickedly, pray for them. You hear this garbage. We need revolution. We need secession. Those who follow Jesus, we need more AK-47s. That will bring us freedom. I didn't see the state senator looting my block. I didn't see homosexuals bashing down the churches. It was so-called Christians that at one time were baptized in a church, heard the gospel from their parents, and when the floodwaters came, kicked in the door anyway to God's house without caring. Oh, we'll be packed next week, or we're going to explode in attendance here for this sermon, definitely. But I will tell the truth. I came here to tell you the truth because I love you. Place the blame, I can't say this more clearly. Place the blame at the feet of a whore church who teaches doctrines of devils. It is the whore church that brought us into this. I am sick. I am sick about being questioned about gay marriage. You know what I tell people when they ask me about my opinion on gay marriage? I tell them the truth. The church did it first. You had homosexual ministers marrying openly in Europe before it ever came to America. You have homosexuals in the pulpit, homosexual marriage going down in the church. Why would I attack a single homosexual for just copying what they've seen in the church? Let me judge myself and my own people first and call on God and pray for mercy and have mercy on these people. I do not wish a single homosexual to die from AIDS or any other virus. God forbid people who claim to be Christians and wish these silly things on people. I wish they found a cure for AIDS tomorrow. You know why? This is the gospel. Jesus Christ loved me when I wasn't faithful and called me out. And especially the unbeliever and the enemy of the gospel, we want them to live until they convert. I don't want to see a single mosque destroyed by a bomb or some type of strike. I want them to repent and love the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What happened to us giving our lives even for our enemy? Now when the bad times come, we do exactly what Jesus said not to do. Trying to protect your own life. Running for cover. It's so easy to beat up on those outside the church. What brought us glory and success in Europe and what brought us glory and blessings in America were the children of the Reformation. The church saying, we got it wrong. We need a good fight in the church. A spiritual fight. Stop worrying about the Easter Bunny and the boogeyman and the feminists and this government and that government. It is the church.